Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're just so thankful, Lord, to be able to be in your presence tonight and to hear the word of God. Holy Spirit, just take hold together with me to speak and them to hear, all of us to hear, Lord, your meaning, what you want us to know, what you want us to get into our hearts. And we just thank you for it. You're the teacher of the church, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. He's the teacher. I'm just the pot. So, all right, this is Wednesday evening, October the 7th, 2020. And this is called The Wizard Behind the Curtain. We're looking at the book of Revelation. The Wizard Behind the Curtain. If you hadn't figured that out, well... The church has, this is my thought, the church has been completely duped concerning the rapture theory. You can't even find it in the scriptures. Only pieces of scripture that have been taken out of context, one taken, the other left. Even as babies in the Lord, we saw the context of this passage. It shows piles of bodies and rapture birds devouring flesh. We're talking about Matthew chapter 24, and I'm going to read Matthew 24. I mean, even as young believers in the Lord, I'm talking 1970s. We would argue with some of our friends there at the Assembly of God Church that we were going to, and they'd argue with us that there was a rapture, and we'd argue with them, no, it says those people that are taken out, they ask the Lord, where are the bodies, you know? So, and then we got into the Word of Faith people back in the 80s and 90s, and they all taught it, so we just kind of thought, well, I guess it must be that way, and never thought about it, didn't really read the book of Revelation, didn't really delve into it, until we started doing this church, and the Lord began to wake me up about it. About 3 years ago. So, let's look at Matthew 24. This chapter is Jesus' disciples are asking him about the future. Verse 1 says, and Jesus went and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for him to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? So they're asking about immediate future events and the end time. And Jesus answered and said unto him, take heed that no man deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. You know why it's sorrows? Because guess who's wreaking havoc? Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Well, let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Let them which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Now, a lot of commentary says this is the 70 years after whenever Rome destroyed the temple and all this stuff happened, is when this period of time happened. But it talks about the desolation of desecration right there. Well, we know the Romans, they were the deep state of that day, so there's no telling what they were into and what they did. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor forever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. I believe that's where we sit. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore if they say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. So there's not going to be any secret raptures. Can you see that just by what he's saying here? Because when he comes, it says every eye will see him. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. How does lightning look when it strikes? You see it go all across, don't you? For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, so the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now the sign of the Son of Man, if we're watching the heavens, the sign of the Son of Man, I showed you that picture of that happened. Was it 18? I think it was 18 or 17. The sign in the heavens. You know, at Jesus' birth, there was a sign in the heavens that proclaimed his birth. And so for those who follow biblical astronomy, they say that was the sign of the Son of Man. And that sign is going to be complete here December 21st when the pagan name, Jupiter and Saturn, are going to converge. You can see it right out our front door, and it's about that far apart right now, but by December 21st, Jupiter, which is Melchizedek, is going to overtake Saturn, which is Satan. So it's a sign. And I think it's the sign that we've got a duly elected president, and you talk about the hammer dropping and the swamp being drained. That's what I see. You know, a lot of people think we're going to see all this Star Wars type stuff out there. No, I don't think it's quite like that. I think there's a lot of symbology. But he did give us the stars and the moon and the stars and the sun for signs and seasons and for days and years. And this is how Israel, they keep their feast days. They're on the lunar calendar, not the Gregorian. Some people say, well, they really stole our calendar from us because that was the calendar that God wanted us to follow because that's where his dates are on that calendar. We'll see. We'll see if we eventually convert back to the lunar instead of the, because it all centers around the sun god, you know, pagan. Okay. So these are wandering stars out here. They're not planets. They're the wandering stars. All right. All right, and then, okay, send his angels together to me. I believe that's the Great Awakening. You're awake for a reason. God has awakened you at this time for a reason. I don't know how many times Q has posted that. I think he just posted it again. Mm-hmm. You're awake for a reason. I had just spoken that to one of my daughters. You're awake for a reason. You can't go back. Yeah. Now that you're awake, you can't go back. Even though you may try to. You want to go back to normal. You want normal. You want back to normal. And I'm going back. Now that you're awake, and I said, now that you're awake for a reason, and then I see that post drop again. You are awake for a reason. God awakened you for a reason, and he has something for you to do. Not just watch the fireworks. To me, I think it's just to tell as many people that'll listen. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as in the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two shall be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. So this isn't a rapture here. This is the taking out of a wicked. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give him meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Where are we going into? A place of rulership. We're passing into a kingdom where we're going to reign as kings and priests. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in that hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then we go on about the virgins waking up, the next chapter. Okay. Starting up talking about coming back and people giving an account, whether they obeyed him or not. That's what 25 is about. It says this in 25 right here. In verse 31, it says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, there's those armies I was telling you about. Not saints. Armies. Angelic armies. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and he shall be gathered. There he shall gather all nations. He shall separate them one from another. The shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. You know, this isn't just... People sometimes just take scriptures, but you got to read the whole thought here. What's he saying? This Bible was really letters, you know what I'm saying? I know the New Testament, Paul, they were letters that he wrote. And there's a thought to the letter that he said. It's not just taking one scripture out of context, or you take one chapter and you make a doctrine out of it. Mm-mm. You need to read it with the context. What are you saying here, Lord? You're conveying something. Something that I need to know here. Okay. All right. Thought about Noah. Was he taken? Was Noah taken? No. Who was taken? The wicked, yes. The wizard has done a good job fooling the church. There's no escape, but there is a battle coming, and of course, what the enemy wants is his foe. He doesn't want his foe ready for battle. You see why? The fake doctrines that have blown through the church, and people that have had dreams and they accepted them as doctrine, and now they're believing them and they don't want to let go of them because they sound good, but they are doing nothing but causing the church to stay asleep, for them to just sit on their laurels and just... Well, I don't care. We're not even going to be here when the Antichrist is here. Who cares? But if you've got a church that's ready and they're armed, see, the devil doesn't like that. The battle, I believe, has already begun. It is actually foretold three times in the book of Revelation. Webster's, this is the out of Webster's dictionary, the word Armageddon means this, a scene of the battle foretold in Revelation 16:14-16. The site or time of a final conclusion, conclusive battle between the forces of good and evil. How many times have we heard the president say that? Q posts that. You hear it everywhere. This is no longer between Republican and Democrat. This is between good and evil. I mean, I'd be rich at the times that I've heard that just over the last few months. And it's really been just this last year that has, people have come to that conclusion because of what we are seeing transpire. True evil has shown itself. Okay, how many times have we heard that? Yeah, cue. Strong's, the word Armageddon there, means a symbol. That's easy. Symbol of what? The end, of course. A sign. The end of the final reign of terror on the earth. World War III, a lot of people are calling it World War III, and they would be right. Because is it affecting the whole world? Yeah, you bet it is. Okay, actually the book of Revelation is comprised of a long story that ends at the Battle of Armageddon. We're going to look at that, Revelation 8:1. Revelation, not Romans. I don't think I'm going to find it there. All right. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. I put here, this morning when I was typing this up, it just came to me, the calm before the storm. This was fulfilled on October the 6th, 2017. President Trump was having a military meeting, military officers with their wives, and I believe they were having a dinner or something like that. And he is standing, I don't know exactly what room he was standing in. It was before a fireplace. I don't know if it's the Oval Office or not. I don't think so. It seemed like it was a bigger place. Anyway, they were standing all together, and the president uttered these words. Maybe it's the calm, or somebody asked a question. He said, maybe it's the calm before the storm. And they kept asking, what do you mean, Mr. President? What does that mean, the calm before the storm? This is right before Q began to post. He started posting, gosh, within a couple of weeks of that, the calm before the storm. He started posting on the 8chan, I guess. No, 8chan, yeah. 4chan, then 8chan. Okay, this is the beginning of the opening of the seals. The QAnons call it the Great Awakening. All right, Jesus recognized it Jesus is recognized as the one to open those seals. Okay, now, Revelation 5. All right, my subtitle here says, the book sealed with seven seals. So, verse 1 says, and I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within on the backside, sealed with seven seals. I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. This is the way it's been for 6,000 years. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. When he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Now, what caused this great awakening? I believe the prayers of the saints. He's been waiting on us. We maybe could have been out of here, or not out of here, but had the change happen many years ago, had we not strayed, fallen asleep. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. No rapture. Did you notice that? It's always about our reign on earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Okay, now I want to turn to 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2. And then we'll come back. All right, this is verses 1 and 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, or by letter, as from us, as the day of the Lord is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there be a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. What did we just read? The seals are going to be opened. What is that going to unveil? Who the beast is. Who opposes and exalteth himself above that is called God or that is worshipped. So that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Think about the Vatican. He's sitting in the temple of God like he is he's been esteemed as the religious leader of the world. Showing himself that he is God, he is the false prophet. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Okay, we're talking about seals about to be revealed. Look at it in this way. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now litteth will it to be taken out of the way. And then that wicked one be revealed. I believe it's the seals. The book has been sealed, it said, for generations. And he wept and wept and wept because there was nobody found to open the seals until the Lamb and the time. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness of them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. What do they push? What does the beast system push? Propaganda, lies. Lies. Okay. All right, so what has been sealed is revealed. The angel told Daniel to seal the book until the time of the end. Well, we are here. This is Daniel 12:4. He said, But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. That's what tells me we are at the time of the end. Because the book is opening up. People are being able to decode that book. It's been like C and Q and not understanding anything. Okay, now let's look to Revelation chapter 6. If you're wondering what that noise is, it's the clock. All right, Revelation 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now we're seeing the Pope here, Catholicism. It's a spirit. Zechariah 6, verse 1 through 6, same as in Revelation 6, 1 through 6. You see the same four horsemen. It talks about these are the four spirits that go up and down the earth and influence men. These are four spirits that influence our societies today. All right, verse 3. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. And power was given to him that sat upon it to take peace from the earth. Well, what's trying to come into our country and take our peace? Communism. Socialism, communism. That's a red. The nations that are communist usually are red, like Russia, which Russia is no longer, I don't think, but China. And they that should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. All right, verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. This is capitalism. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Similar to a stock report. Or commerce, you know, buying and selling and trading. Yeah. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. You know, when you're prospering, they say you're in the black horse. And I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. Power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. This is the pale horse that it's actually, they call it green. It is Islam. Now, from what I understand, I haven't really delved in it too much, that actually the Catholic Church, the Vatican, is what started Islam and this Islamic radical. And a lot of people say all the religions have been distorted to pit religion against religion, because a lot of these religions did stem from Abraham. That doesn't mean they're Christian, but it does mean that their father was Abraham. Ishmael, you know, Islam. Okay. All right, let me see here. Through verse 17. When he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Now, we know through Islam, I know the Catholic Church, I did a lot of research on past history. There's probably been more people murdered and martyred because they were against every Christian. Their Jesuit vow was to, if they saw a pregnant woman, rip the baby out of her belly and bash the baby's head against a rock. I mean, that was their, if they were not, they weren't, wouldn't convert to Catholicism, they were tortured and they were killed. And Islam is kind of the same way. They're very intolerant. You either do it our way or we'll cut your head off. So these are people through the ages, they call the Dark Ages, all this time in history, that all these people, a lot of people think, well, we hadn't had the tribulation yet. I'm thinking, why don't you go do a little history? Why don't you go look back and look at the centuries of where the Christians have been martyred, thousands and thousands of them. Look at what they did to the Jews. So there is so much blood, so much bloodshed that's happened. How can you say we've not had any tribulation? It's ridiculous. All right, where did I leave off? Verse 9? No, where did I? 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Have we seen these signs? When did the blood moon start? 2015? Remember that? I've got several books on it about the blood moon. They were signs. That's what sun, moon, and stars were given signs and seasons and days and years. Okay, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, and even as a fig tree casts their untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and rocks and the mountains. Now, we already know about all the underground cities and the underground bunkers and all this stuff going on underground. This makes a little more sense. A lot of these movie stars are so afraid of what's happening right now, they've taken off to parts unknown, hiding out in their bunkers. They're scared. They need to be. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is coming. Who shall be able to stand? There's no place to run and there's no place to hide. Not from him. Not from him. Okay, now let's see. All right. Now, chapter 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. I should have brought my map. It shows the four corners of the earth, shows the four angels at the four corners of the earth. It shows the flat earth. This is biblical. I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. That be us. That's another thing about the rapture theory that makes me furious, is it makes every Christian scared to read the book. They don't want to hear any teachings on it because they believe all this bad is coming down on them. Oh, the Antichrist is going to rise up, and oh, all this stuff is going to happen. What do you think he's been doing already for 6,000 years? He's already risen up. He's already been here all this time. Now's the good time. Now's the time where he's going down, and we're sealed, and we won't be touched by what's going on. All right, this is where he seals all those from each tribe. You know, I was thinking about that this morning. I'd like to do a study on the lost tribes because I got to thinking about, I remember someone at one time told me my dad wasn't my dad. And it just shook my world up and I thought, you know, I'll go on this goose chase trying to find out who my real father was. And Danny was praying one day and the Lord said, well, they all come from Adam. So we all come from Adam. So we could possibly be in the lineage of some of these tribes. They're all over the world. They're not just this little state out here, little country. That's not what he's talking about. They've got a natural covenant, and he will deal with them. But he's talking about his church. He's talking about his blood-bought. Now, you'll see that as I read this. Wouldn't it be cool if we find out we got inheritances that date back all those many years? That's what Nasera does. That's what the Jubilee does. All property returns to the original owner. Okay. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there was sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of Israel. It's not a number now. This is symbolic because the New Jerusalem is four square. 144 cubics, or whatever you call it. It's four square. That's the measurements, 12 by 12 by 12. Okay. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000, Reuben 12,000, Gad 12,000, Asher 12,000, Nephilim 12,000, Manasseh 12,000, Simeon 12,000, Levi 12,000, Issachar 12,000, Zebulun 12,000, Joseph 12,000, Benjamin 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, and clothed with white robes and palms in their hand. I know I saw red pill the world bring about, she was showing the different standards from the different tribes and how all nations of the world still have those standards because they were part of, after the Babylonian exile, some went to Ireland, some went to Scotland, and their flags reflect their tribal banner. It was pretty interesting. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell down before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." And of the elders saying unto me, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes?" These are the sealed. These are the tribes here, arrayed in white robes. And whence came they? And I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said unto me, "These are they which have come out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." This is not natural Israel. They'll look at him and they'll say, "It was you." He says they're going to look on him whom they pierced. When he naturally puts his foot on the Mount of Olives, that's what they're going to say. "Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." There we be. Okay, now, 8, chapter 8. Y'all seeing it? "And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." You know why I believe there's silence? Because they're starting to reveal everything that the enemy has done over the last 6,000 years. The false flags. The false flag events. And this right here, you could put lots of events in here and it would match perfectly. "And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, and that he would offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there was voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first angel sounded, and there was followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And there they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up." And I already told you about the third. You see that a lot, the third. I agree with Melissa on this. I believe this is the 33-degree Mason, because this is what the beast system is based off of, Freemasonry and all their symbology. All right, "a third part of the trees was burnt up, and all grass was burnt up." Irvin Baxter, he was the first guy I ever came across that I ever heard this from, that he equated this to World War I, because all the trees were burned up, because that was one of the wars where they implemented the scorched earth policy, where you go in, you rape the land of all resources, and you burn everything that's even salvageable and just leave it in just a wasteland, which we see the deep state has done that. That's what happened in Haiti. That's what happened in different places. That's what happened with wars in Afghanistan and different places. They reap the resources, whether it be the opium fields or in Africa, the diamond mines, whatever. There's been no continent on earth that's been more ravaged than Africa, and their people the poorest. They should be the richest because of the diamonds and the gold and the stuff they have. That's where Eden was. Eden is in Africa. All right. But you see these people and what they do, it's generational. Year after year after decade after, millennial. All right. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. A third of the creatures which were in the sea had life, died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. Well, in World War II, one third of all naval vessels were destroyed. Okay, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were with a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. Third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Chernobyl in Russian means wormwood, or the Russian word for wormwood is Chernobyl. All right, these could be this actual things, or, you know, it fits. But I believe these are false flag events, and there's many of them, many of them. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them were darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Some think this was the Gulf War, because I saw pictures of Dubai at 12 o'clock, and around that area, anyway, at 12 o'clock noon, it looked like 12 o'clock midnight because of the black smoke from the oil fields burning, the Gulf War. Yeah. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound." You know, I feel so bad for, Saddam Hussein, from what I have read about, that he actually didn't do anything wrong. He actually had permission to go into the Kuwaiti oil fields and do what he did. And then he became the fall guy, and he ended up being executed. The deep state were the ones who did this. So they go in and they do these things to these leaders. And then they make it look like it's these evil Muslims that bombed your trade center. Hate Muslims. Hate all Muslims. When it was our own government. All right. Chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven into the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. He opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God on their forehead. And to them was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. Now, I've heard someone say, well, they thought it was the Joel army. It was like the, you know, I guess fighting against the deep state. Well, I guess it could be. What I thought about was, you know, the portals that by these demonic sacrifices that they have. I was listening to a tape last year, maybe. It was about Notre Dame and how the night before it was the Easter Eve, they were going to have a satanic sacrifice. It was going to open a portal for a certain demonic spirit to come through, and that demonic spirit would be instrumental in the Antichrist rising. But the White Hats, they blew up Notre Dame, and they ruined their sacrifice, and so their portal closed, their window of opportunity, so it delayed them years. See, God did that. Okay. All right. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it. I thought this was Corona, and the reason I thought it was Corona is because these deep state people, they had to flee the country because the president was spraying the skies with hydrochloroquine. And because they drink adrenochrome, it's fatal to them because they cannot, because of the iron content in their body, they cannot, something about they can't process it, and hydrochloroquine will kill them. So a lot of the movie stars are getting out of here because of that. Whether it's true or not, we'll see. But it talks about the crown here. It says, in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were likened to horses prepared into battle. I'm going to find that seal brain deal one of these days. I'm going to find it, because under the microscope it showed a creature, and I'm thinking it had a skeleton face, but it had a crown on its head. This was like a vaccine. And anyway, and on their heads were crowns of gold, and their faces were like as faces of men. I just put corona here and put a question mark. I mean, I don't know. And they had hairs, the hair of women, and their teeth as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was hurt men 5 months. I think they ought to give them all the vaccine they intended for us to have. I do. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. They're guarding Eden, you know what I'm saying? The four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. Here we come back with the 33. You know, if you take the dimensions of the global earth, when you do the dimensions, everything comes out 666666666666. I did that in a former teaching. All of it 666. You take an aerial shot, you know, of D.C., and you do the measurements, everything measures 666, not just on D.C., but on our whole United States, it's mapped out. They've got it all mapped out, because they had their zones they were going to pick. They were going to restructure everything. The number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. Out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. But these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their powers in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and they had heads. And with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works, of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. So all this destruction is not for us. It's for these that don't repent. Okay? We're seeing all the false flag events since the fall. They could all be summed up in this. That's one thing I'm looking forward to seeing, is the truth about all of that. I want to know how they orchestrated 9/11. I think I know. But, I mean, those trials are going on right now. Okay. Let's look at 10. Let me get a drink. But think about it, just the perspective. I remember, I think it was Marilyn Hickey. I remember whenever I would read her stuff on Revelation, some of it I could understand, some I couldn't, but one thing she always said, that there is a heavenly perspective and there's an earthly perspective when you're looking at scriptures, especially the book of Revelation. All right, chapter 10. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. A rainbow was upon his head. His face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. He had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. Now, we already looked at this. This is the angel I said the Lord quickened to me. This is one foot on the land, one foot on the sea. The transfer back, our republic back from Admiralty Maritime Law, under the cabal, which is the crown. See, it was the Vatican, London City, D.C., okay? So it's a transfer back. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, set up those things with the seven thunder, which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel said, I saw, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no more, longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up. It shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. So I think this is the great awakening. This is waking people up. It's a bitter pill to have to swallow. It really is. And there's a lot of things I've never looked into, but there's a lot of stuff. And I feel like, you know, until the awakening is happening, until these people are awakening to a certain point, that can't be completed. And the deep state's taken out, which we saw by the D-class. We'll see what happens with that. Hopefully, Hillary will be indicted over this. But anyway, it's a beginning. So we need a lot taken care of before this transfer can take place smoothly. So he told him, you're going to have to go tell people. People have got to get their eyes open to things because we don't want them causing problems. Okay. All right. Transfer from the devil's stronghold to God's stronghold, Adventist Maritime Law to constitutional law. It wouldn't surprise me if the book wasn't the Constitution, because the Constitution was the origination of the Constitution is the Bible. I was doing the preamble to the Constitution today, studying for television. Lord brought it back up to me again. It's all based on things in the Scripture. Okay, Revelation 11. There was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 years. Now, we looked at this last week about the two witnesses, the completion of the time of Moses and Elijah, and the end of the church age, and the beginning of the kingdom age. All right, verse 15 of that chapter. And the seventh angel sounded, there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat up before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, Lord God Almighty, which art and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, the time of the dead, that they should be judged. Okay, we're not going to go into that. Okay, the seven trumpets tell a short story that ends with the Battle of Armageddon. The seven vials tell the shortest story that ends at the Battle of Armageddon. Now, the longest story, I read that already, somewhere in here. Okay, now let's go to Revelation chapter 16. It's like it's the same story, but it's from different perspectives. And that's why I think it's been so difficult for people to understand. because it's like a bunch of gobbledygook, you think. All right, 16:17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so that so mighty an earthquake and so great, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. It indicates that when Jesus puts his foot on the Mount of Olives, it's going to split in three parts, okay? And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plagues of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. So the seals, trumpets, and vials are all telling the same event, just different phases of this battle of Armageddon. It is called the Day of the Lord. It's a day of victory for the saints, but a day of judgment for the wicked. It is evident to all the curtain has indeed been pulled back to reveal the wizard and all his trickery, the beast and all his evil works against humanity. It's judgment time for the beast. Woo-woo! All right, Revelation 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, bound him 1,000 years, cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. All right, the curtain has been pulled back. Just imagine how Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and even Toto must have thought when the wizard was finally revealed. This is how we're going to look at the real wizard very soon. Just think about her red slippers and what that represents. Adrenochrome. All right, I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 14 to you. Think this hadn't been going on for a while? That was in 1942, whatever. Okay. We're nearly done.
What chapter?
Isaiah 14. Verse 16. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, "Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? That made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nation, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under foot." Does that sound like the devil's demise or his ending, his bad ending? I think so. The curtain has been pulled back and the seals have been opened and many have awakened. This is a spiritual battle. Jesus says, "I am a thief in the night. I have a plan. Trust it." Okay.